All right, guys. CRST and CR England. Trainees are as safe or safer without trainers sitting next to them, says the FMCSA. Now, truckdriverbooks.com, if you are interested in trucking and you're new to the game, go to truckdriverbooks.com, get a book, and it'll help you. It's an audio book. Now, let's get down to business here. Mega carrier CRST, they always kill me with the word mega carrier. As I discussed in previous YouTube videos, there is no mega carriers. There's no mega carriers, right? Nobody is like above what, 50,000, 100,000? You got millions of trucks out there. To me, to be a mega carrier, you ought to have a million trucks. If you don't have a million trucks, Coke, smile, shut the fuck up. So, back to what we're doing here. Talking about the FMCSA, as usual, is doling out exemptions. And basically what they're saying is that the level of safety is not the same as if a trainee is driving and the trainer is not next to the trainee. Now, this is how we used to drive back in the day. All right. Back in the day when Big Ken came out on the game. Right. Back when I was a young whippersnapper. Right. When I was a young whippersnapper. Right, I came in the game, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, my trainer picked me up. Now, we used to have a rule at old Warner Enterprises that you couldn't drive past midnight if you were a trainee. But because my trainer was on a big money account, we used to ignore that law like many others. I don't even know if that was a law, but that was a company policy at the time. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, your boy was driving, right? Then when we got into the mountains, he's like, oh, shit, you ain't that good. Let me take over. But anyway, pretty much the thing I'm bringing up here is that the reason the trainer is required to sit next to the trainee is because the trainer can give guidance before mistakes happen. That's the whole reason, right? Now, the FMCSA, they're citing kind of like situations where a trainee might need to go get their actual CDL, because you know when you come out on the road, a lot of times people don't have their actual CDL. Now, when I started, they didn't allow you to get in the trucking game in any shape, fashion, or form until you had your CDL hard copy. You know what I'm saying? But I imagine because these companies have schools and other things like that, so situations arise like that, and they don't want to have to, you know, go through the process of getting their hard copy CDL. So bottom line is that they can, and because CRST is not the first carrier to be approved with this exemption. Last year, CR England trainees can also go ahead and to be in their sleeper while permit holders drive unsupervised. So these are people who only have their permit to reinforce this. These are people who have their permit, but they don't have that license. Okay. And as usual, like in all driving, you have to have, if you don't, all you have is a permit, you need a CDL actual holder to be next to you while you're driving. And I agree with that. And I think it's a great idea. I don't know why the FMCSA continues this exemption shit where, oh, in this special company, like, we're all in the trucking business. You shouldn't be able to get exemptions from the FMCSA. That's just, it's setting bad precedent. And it makes me feel like we're headed back to the wild, wild west of trucking, which was good in the money side, but bad in the regulation side, which is why we still suffer from the stereotypes back then that we do now. And it's frustrating a little bit. But the FMCSA continues to say that they're not safer. So I'm curious, what do you guys think? Do you think that if you're driving a truck and all you have is a CDL permit, right? Are you safer with the trainee with a trainer sitting next to you? To me, even if you have your license, until you get a month behind the wheel driving or at least a certain amount of hours driving, you shouldn't be able to drive without somebody sitting next to you. And the thing is, it's not because, you know, this person is going to jump in at the last minute. And no, it's because you need guidance. Like when my students got lost and they didn't know where to turn around, that was my job as a trainer. When I used to train for Warner, we used to do it like 2 weeks. Your trainee was just a trainer. He was just a student, and you trained your student all day long. Like, you got up when he got up, and he drove, you sat next to him all day long. And if you had a couple hours at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, because, you know, he can drive 11 or 10, and then you got, you know, your little hours to drive because you've been on line 4 all day, you can pretty much do that time. And that would be a little way of getting you ahead. But the bottom line is you had to be next to your trainer, your trainee. And that's a good thing, because you need that guidance, especially when you're in dangerous situations, or you're in traffic, or, you know, you got people cutting you off, or one of the most dangerous situations, you get in a road rage situation. I mean, a lot of trainees, nobody's going to train you what to do when an asshole starts slowing down in front of you. A lot of times you might deal with it every once in a while, but you get extreme cases where you have guys who will slam on the brakes in front of you, or I had one guy try to glide his car off my bumper. You get all types of stupid, crazy shit. And then at the same time, you get construction zones where they're not properly, you don't have the proper signs. You got, you know, exits that you may not be able to come off in by judging the way the exit looks. You know, I've had to tell my students, let's not come off at this exit. Let's go up to the next one and turn around, and we'll come back on the other side. Right. Because the exit looks like, a lot of times you may see an exit under construction and they don't give you enough room to get off the freeway, or sometimes get on the freeway, you know, and you have to, you know, at the same time, you got to know how to tell your student when to break the rules. I've had to tell students, you know, when we merging onto the freeway, they'll put a stop sign up. Well, if you see an open hole and you see traffic behind that hole, us safely getting this truck back up to highway speed is probably not going to happen. So we're probably going to run that stop sign. It's what we're going to do. It's called safe driving, right? Sometimes you got to break the rules. And these things, you're not going to know that a weekend. You know, you're not going to know that, you know, well, a day in or 3 days in. You need that person next to you for at least a month, or at least, like, even when my students got to the point past that 2 week point, we were running teams, I would still sit next to them, you know, at least 2 hours into their shift, at least 3 hours into their shift. When we changed states, I'd set my alarm clock. So when we changed states, I'd ask where we are, and I'd get up, make sure, you know, they know where we're going, make sure they took a break. That's something I started to learn I had to do, because a lot of students get into this trucking industry and they want to be the macho fucking man instead of thinking about, you know, you got to take breaks. I remember having a guy who was older, and I was just a young trainer, and I didn't think I had to tell people to take breaks. And he was one of the first people. I'd be like, man, why didn't you stop and, you know, get some coffee, or, you know, take a break and get you something to eat. He'd be like, oh, I could take breaks. This dude was like 50 years old. Like, he came out here with his mindset, I'm gonna be the macho man. Like, you know, and, you know, it's like those are the things that a trainer does. You know, you got to get your trainee comfortable. You got to teach them how to manage the time. You got to teach them how to take breaks. I know that sounds odd, but you do. You got to say, hey, man, go in here, handle your business, take a shower. We're going to be back to the truck 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, these are the things that trainees do. You know, keeping you out of trouble, keeping the load on time, teaching you how to manage your time if they're doing their damn job. And this is important, right? And I don't know, just the idea of having a student who doesn't have any experience and getting in a construction zone where, you know, the cones haven't been properly spaced out, and where you need to get out of, like, there's a construction zone on I-75 where if you're in the left lane, it says, you know, trucks in the left lane, is ordering you to do so. But the damn lane is so crazy and you'll damn near flip. You know, I've seen guys get in the lane, and literally I've seen them slam into the wall because it's so fucked up. And so in that situation, we got to break the law. It's just the way. I know a lot of guys are like, oh, I never do that. No, you either going to slow way down. And in that situation, there was no way to slow down. It's just a bad lane. The construction people didn't do a proper job of leveling the fucking ground. It happens all the time. You either do like most drivers do, which is you slow way down and you still trying to keep your truck in the lane, or you get a brain and you get your ass in the right lane. right? Until it levels out. That's what I do. Yep. Have I ever been ticketed for it? Nope. Never. I've had cops just drive on by, right? Because they're not stupid. They know this shit is not correctly leveled. But in situations like that, I worry about not having somebody with experience, right? And I know I'm going to get a lot of comments. Go, man, you ain't telling these young guys to drive in a high dollar lane if the fucking lane that they give you is fucked up and it's sending you all to court all around the goddamn world. You need to get out that damn lane. And I know a lot of guys can be like, slow down. Yeah, I've done that too, dude. It still is fucked up. Sometimes these construction lanes are just fucked up. And then the other night, I'm driving and for some reason, the wall, you know, that barrier wall in the center, it tells you get in the left lane and the barrier wall is out. It's sticking out. All right. All it's like at least 2 miles. It's just sticking out for some reason. So I get over to the right. Now I'm breaking the law, but I can't ride in that lane because the fucking wall is sticking out. Other drivers are trying to ride in the lane and they're blocking both lanes instead of just getting in the right lane. Right. And then if one of them make a mistake and clip the fucking wall, right, what's going to happen then? All traffic going to be fucked up and stopped just because you want to obey those rules. Sometimes you got to break the rules. But anyway, to know that, you need some experience. You need a trainer. Right. So, no, I don't agree with the FMCSA, but they make the rules. I just wish they didn't do these damn exemptions. What do you think? Do you think a rookie with just a permit should be out here driving while the trainer's in the sleeper? I don't think, personally, they can make this the law, but I don't think it'll ever be enforced. Because if I'm the trainee, fuck CR England, fuck CRST, I'm going to be in that goddamn seat. I'm going to risk my life with somebody who don't know what the fuck they're doing. So, anyway, truckdriver101.com. I just thought that'd be an interesting discussion in the comments. Comment down below. Talk to you guys later.